This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Frequent Flyers and Carbon Banks. Visiting with old friends from Montana and Texas the other night, out of the blue, one of my buddies asked me what I thought about the carbon bank. I'm not a big fan of corporations not actually reducing their carbon and polluting footprint, but buying credits to claim they're doing something rather than really doing something. I'm not saying it's evil, but I'm skeptical, especially when close inspection of some of these deals often indicates they're piggybacking on what governments and nonprofits were doing anyway. The Organizers Forum found that to be the case when we visited Paraguay a couple of years ago. In those cases, it's just public relations and greenwashing spin rather than a real commitment either way. My immediate response to the question was a quick and intemperate, I think it's baloney. Although I didn't actually say the word baloney, but instead referred to deposits from an esteemed member of the animal kingdom known well in Montana and Texas. Another one of the group mentioned the problem of flying and its carbon footprint. He'd seen something that suggested flights needed to be offset with a $50 purchase of a carbon credit. He had raised it with his environmental nonprofit, and they'd nixed him allocating it because it would set a precedent in their national organization. He was committed to the concept, though, and controlled his office's budget, so was determined to press forward with his demand with his bosses. If my friend was this serious about all this, in fairness, I thought I should take another look. I'm a frequent flyer and have been for decades. Acorns work in 15 countries. Also means that often I'm in the air. There are serious distances involved. I have way more than a million miles on United, so I'm sometimes a premier gold interloper on upgrades. Delta sent me their virus program since I have 350,000 miles with them. Maybe I shouldn't be so what me worry this is my work about this flying and carbon thing. I read recently that JetBlue even now allows their mileage program users to buy carbon credits rather than another trip. Something is happening here. Looking around, I first came to the World Carbon Bank. They claim the World Carbon Bank is a nonprofit platform whose mission is to accelerate the carbon sustainability goal by using individual carbon exchanges. Citizens can purchase carbon credits at much lower prices from individuals and businesses worldwide who earned extra carbon credits from CUDC by offsetting carbon emissions using their own methods. Instead of offsetting carbon emission by themselves or paying high carbon bills to the carbon union, people can purchase carbon credits at much lower prices from the World Carbon Bank, a nonprofit individual carbon exchange platform. It connects you to individuals and businesses worldwide who earn extra carbon credits by offsetting carbon dioxide. The World Carbon Bank provides new job opportunities for climate refugees and turns heavy carbon-emitting businesses into sustainable ones. The Carbon Union claims that everyone gets a 5.5 kilogram carbon credit to spend daily and should buy a carbon credit for usage that exceeds that level. They also argue that the average carbon usage in the United States is 48.4 kilograms a day. Their argument is that everyone over that should be paying to buy a credit. The amounts on their website were confusing. In one case, it said one should pay $49. In the diagram, it said one should pay $42.90. Probably doesn't matter which number is right because few people or businesses are going to pay almost $50 a day on this side of the 1%, and they sure aren't paying either, despite profiting from the problem. My friend thought the number was $50 for every flight, but he may have been assuming he was way below the U.S. average. This is all complicated but interesting. Maybe it's not baloney, but suggesting that our membership organization of low and moderate income families should start paying $50 every time I board a plane, I think we're going to have to do a lot more research in my quick Google search about what the money was buying and whether or not it was the real deal. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.